Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, Ambassador. Again, good evening to everyone on the blog line tonight. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your chief ambassador. Hopefully, can you all hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Good. Thank you, Ambassador Hendrix. And to all of you worldwide on the blog line, you know we're here. And I feel like that little girl said, now you know why we're here. You know why we are here. We're here to give God praise. Amen. We are the people who believe and pray to God. We are the people who are reminded of all the things that God has done for us. Well, it's not all, many of the things that God has done for us. We are the people who recognize and realize God's goodness and kindness. Your assignment that some time ago, he said, son, I want you to take another assignment. I said, okay, Lord, what is it? He said, well, I want you to help people all around the world to realize how good I have been to them, and realizing in my mind that most people think that they know how good God's been. I said, yes, Lord. But I was wondering in my mind what he meant until I went to try and find out how good he's been. See, unless you have really studied how good God has been to you, you don't really know. You think you know, but you don't really realize his goodness. It wasn't until that I've shared many of the things that I found out. I found out that he lets us breathe during the day. And this about 1,200 times. If he took away about 5 or 10 of those 1,200, you and I would be in very, very bad trouble. Mm-hmm. That's 1,200 years right there. There's your thinking for every time you took a breath. And you don't realize how strong and how important breaths are until you're in the hospital room and they got all machines hooked up to you. And every time you take a breath, it's monitored. And if those breaths ever stop, just like the other day, Owens told me when he was in the hospital room. It was someone else mentioned to me when they were there with their loved one. I do remember the pastor for my cousin mentioned that when he was in the hospital room, and they had it hooked up to the machine. And you saw the machine going deep, deep, deep. And then all of a sudden, those breaths stopped. And all they heard was ding, one solid line. That means that it was over. And listen, unless you've been there, you don't realize how important breaths are. Amen. Unless you sit down and you begin to think of his goodness. See, somebody wrote the song, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah, and I thank God for saving me. And unless I got to study and find out that the heart beats 72 times, and in an hour's time, it beats thousands of times. And in 24 hours, I found out it beats over 100,000 times. Then I began to realize when God was saying to me, son, I want you to help people to realize how good I have been to them. In other words, he was saying they don't realize it. They think they know. I woke them up this morning, started on with, that's basically what they can tell you. But they don't really realize how good I've been to them. I want to ask you something. Do you realize how good God has been to you? If so, in just a few minutes, we're going to have a time to praise him. If you can't give him the one or two thank yous, then you're on the wrong page. We're on FM and you on AM. And then get on FM with us and realize how good God has been to you. So many thousands of things. God said, son, I've done, in 24 hours, I do thousands of things for them. And some of them are so selfish, they can't even give me more than one or two praises. Amen. I got beasts around me thanking me 24 hours a day, crying holy. That's a form of praise. Yeah. So we're going to take your praise reports, or rather your prayer requests. That's what we're going to do first. Your prayer requests. And when you have given your prayer requests, then that's going to be your time to praise him in advance. If you believe that he's going to do it, how come you can't take time for him to praise him? Amen. It's a selfish person. I'm not talking about you or anybody else. But in general, it's a selfish person. When you have supported everything that they want to do and they have ever done, you supported that. And the one thing that they participate in, they can't support you. That's a terrible person. And that's a selfish person. So let's get your prayer request tonight. And I'm asking you to remain on the line that you might praise him in advance for doing what you've asked him to do. Someone will put Dr. Benny on the line, on the prayer list, rather, and always put our grandchildren on the prayer list. We'll also put Elder Owens and Sister Owens on the prayer list. The family of Elvita Mack on the prayer list. The family of Darthina Charles on the prayer list. And the family of Deacon William McDonald on the prayer list. Amen. Those are my. Anybody else have a request tonight? Let it be known. The line is open to you.
John, good evening. I just want to thank God for today.
Good evening. Mm-hmm.
Asking him to, I got some bills due next week. Just want to ask for his favor with those.
And yes, ma'am.
Went and talked to a lady about a job, and I just want to ask God's favor on the amount she want to pay me. So,
mm-hmm.
And to open up a door for a different amount than what she said.
All right. All right. No, you have not because you asked not. It's important that you would let her know on your last job or something like that that you can compare it to and let her know what you were accustomed to making and let her know your need. That you just need certain amount to take care of your need. Let her know. All right. All right. Any other prayer requests?
This is Sister Lucille. I'm asking prayer for my children for obedience, to be obedient. And I'm asking prayer for Aunt Maddie. She hasn't been feeling well today.
Aunt Maddie, okay. Now, on your son, David, I'm praying for him. Talk to him today, and hopefully it gets him good. We'll see in the days to come. All right? We'll be praying for him. Can I get somebody to pray for those prayer requests I put before you? As many you can remember, and then those you don't remember, I'll jump in there and pray for those too. But pray for Sister Lucille, her children, and her son, and all of the children, and also her Aunt Maddie. Amen. Who would take those prayer requests? All you prayer warriors on the line. Pray for those things. And pray for Dr. Betty and our grandchildren. Amen. And I'll take those other prayer requests of those families, the William McDonald family and the Alvina Mack family and the Dorothea Charles family. All right. Jump in there and let's go ahead and take some of the prayer requests for them. Come on, prayer warriors. Amen. Amen. You can do that. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I first want to say good evening to my chief ambassador and all of the prayer warriors and the many people that are on this line on tonight. And God, I just want to thank you for another day's journey. Hallelujah to your name. Oh,
yes.
God, we just come together wherever we are all over this nation, Lord God. And we just want to lift your name up in praise on this Saturday night. Oh, God, you're so worthy of the praise, Lord God. If people would only praise you for your wonderful works of the goodness of the Lord, if they would just only stop,
yes,
Lord God, just to know that they're so blessed, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank you today, and we praise your wonderful name, Lord, for your name alone is worthy, Lord God, of the praise.
Yes,
and now,
yes,
God, as we offer prayer up before you for these servants, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we first want to thank you and pray for our chief ambassador tonight, Lord. We pray, oh, God, that you strengthen him, oh, God, and touch him, oh, God, every day and all during the day and all during the night, Lord God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. You know what he needs, Lord God, and you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory through our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. And, oh, God, we just pray for the Johnson family. We offer up a special prayer, oh, God, for the First Lady, Lord God, for Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson, Lord God. We're praying, oh, God, that the prayers will saturate her, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up in this sickness and disease and anything that will come against the woman of God in the name of Jesus. And, God, we lift up their daughter, oh, God, and their son-in-law, Lord. We lift them up and their children tonight, Lord. Oh, God, just remember them on tonight, Lord God. We pray that you keep the marriage strong, Lord God. And we bind up the strong man that want to come against them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember Bree tonight. It's a special prayer because, oh, God, she's on front line. And, God, you know everything about it. But, God, you got her in the palms of your hand. And we just believe you for that, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember tonight, Lord God, Elder Owens and Sister Owens, Lord. We're praying, oh, God, that you keep on blessing him and healing his body, Lord God. We come against any plague of diseases that come against them. You say you sent your word and healed them and delivered us up out of all our soul diseases. Oh, God, tonight, remember Sister Lucille. Oh, God, and touch her children. Our chief ambassador said that he talked to one of the sons. And, oh, God, we want to thank you for that, Lord, that the Father of the gospel took time to talk to the Son. And, God, we lift up our children. And we know, God, that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered because your word will not come unto you void. Oh, God, we pray for obedience and put that house in order in the name of Jesus. We lift up, oh, God, Sister Maddie, Aunt Maddie tonight. And, oh, God, we breathe a prayer over her. Oh, God, that you just let to raise up, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, that she get an appetite for, oh, God, to rise up in a spirit man in the name of Jesus. And I know there were some other names, Lord, and I didn't write them down, but these are the ones, oh, God, that I hear in the spirit. And we thank you tonight, God, for just assembling together on this line. And those, oh, God, that cannot get in. Oh, we pray for our sisters and our brothers everywhere. And, oh, God, I ask for a special prayer for my family. Oh, God, we need you, Lord God. you've done part one, and now it's part two, oh God. And we thank you for what you've done, Lord.
Thank
you, oh God, for the strength in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we praise you tonight. And I'm going to give the other part to you, Ambassador Johnson, to continue to lift up the names tonight and the service in the mighty name of Jesus. So we'll have good time to give God some thank you, Jesus, tonight. I feel it all down in my spirit. Somebody told me today that I ought to be laying down and resting. But, oh, God, it's the Lord that gives me strength and causes me to triumph. The Holy Ghost is never still. And I know I need the Savior because when we praise God, the strength will automatically come forth. And
yes,
I need to praise the Lord tonight because he's done some wonderful things. Even in the midst of our trials and tribulations, we're still yet here. And God, I owe you a praise tonight. Down from the belly of my soul, I cry out to you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you. And I turn it back over to you, Chief Ambassador. I didn't write the names, but I know you have them. God bless you tonight is my prayer.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. God,
thank you, Jesus. If anybody on here, this is not just a two-time party here. It's for everybody to tap in the anointing that's on this line for us to praise the Lord tonight. And if you on this line, it's for everyone. Oh, Lord, tonight, Hallelujah to God tonight. Glory to your name, Lord. We say
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
There's no place for the devil. Give no place to him. Hallelujah. We got to stay holy. We got to stay praying. We got to stay praising God. Thank you, Lord God. He made us for his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
If it were left up to the enemy, but God
thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Seen and unseen. I believe in some days of unseen that what is seen. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. We lift up Jesus. We lift him up tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Somebody ought to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. You don't know when it's praise to thank you to. You don't know where God gonna take you when you praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you praise him, he'll show up for you. When you praise him, he'll turn the things around for you. Because you love him enough to praise him. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was excited on yesterday. And all of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we begin to praise the Lord because I'm about praising God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God tonight. I just love you, Lord God. I don't have nothing to ask you to give me tonight, but more of your anointing and more of your spirit, Lord. I just want to love on you, Lord God, without asking you for anything. Hallelujah. And I got a lot of prayer requests, but God, this one is for you tonight. I just want to thank you. Hallelujah to God. Don't want to ask you for nothing. I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. It's all of you, Lord. I just want to be like you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to night. I need it just tonight. I know, oh God, that I ain't got strength enough to keep myself. But God, you've kept us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Let this anoint the rest of your people tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Let this anoint, and it only takes two or three to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My home needs to stay anointed. Even on the outside of my home need to stay anointed. And my cars need to stay anointed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. Can't fan it away. Can't turn it away. Thank you, Jesus. We embrace your spirit tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I knew all of y'all are energized here tonight. And thank you so much, Ambassador.
Thank you, Jesus.
Morning, moving through. And thank you so much. God bless you. We're out of time. If anybody wants to jump in there and get a praise report, go ahead and tell it before we leave tonight. And we need praise reports. Come on, Saints.
Chief Ambassador into the Saints tonight, this is Mother Stern. My God, and you almost can't imagine that the Lord really blessed. I thank and praise God. Amen. That my mother in law on this side of town in Illinois, amen, gave her a, oh my God, my husband and I both were the leaders in that service, and God showed up, amen. And then I was flying out early Monday morning, amen, to put her to rest at last on Tuesday, amen. We'll be in Pennsylvania, amen. But that anointing will go with us, and I thank every last one of you that have prayed for me. Prayer still works. Oh, glory to God. I just, when you call my name out, it means something. And when I call your name out, it means something. I just thank God tonight. I'm so grateful unto God that my family trusts us to do, amen, what God would want us to do, amen, is take care of the spiritual side of the things. And I bless God for that. My, amen, apostle-elect Pastor Mark Hinton came over and blessed us, amen, that really blessed me. God is so good. My mother-in-law was 87 years old, and we thank God for the legacy of her life. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank my chief ambassadors for just keeping up with me, and amen, praise the Lord, because I tell you, I don't have sense enough to keep myself. In my flesh, I'm nothing, but God has to be the one to lift me up, and I depend on the Holy Ghost to do it. Hallelujah. And he shows up every time. So God bless you all. If you don't hear from me, that's where I am. I'm on another part two of what I got to finish. I got to finish this assignment. Amen. But anytime I have opportunity, I'm not lazy. I'm not saying, well, they don't know I'm, you know, some people, if they got something to do, well, they don't know that I'm not here, but God knows. Amen. And I, one thing, I'm like David, Lord, whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. God bless you all. This is my prayer. Be encouraged in the Lord. We're in the days where we have to encourage one another. God bless you all. This is my prayer on tonight.
Wonderful, Ambassador Stern and Ambassador Gary, of course, amen. I'm praying for you and doing the job and continue on to the second point, profile in there. I just saw them spirit and something had a moment. God broke out in that place. Oh, I got it. Thank God for you and thank God for what you've done and what it means to do. Amen. We have two things. I was participating in here today, and one yesterday, one Thursday, one Friday, and the ones today. May the Lord bless you and keep you, you in my prayers, and all of you on the line. May God bless you. Is there anybody else before we close? You want to say something? You have a thing to report? Anybody on the line is open to you? Want to be saved? All right. Anyone?
Praise God. This is Ambassador Frierson from Michigan. Mm-hmm. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for each and every one of you prayer partners. And I just want to say to God be the glory. And I'm looking forward to Monday. And Dr. Johnson, what is on the agenda for Monday?
Monday we have our health tips. Amen. Monday is health tips. People who have those home remedies that will help us. Amen. Those herbs, those spices. Even recipes, food that you cook that will be a blessing and help us in our health. Amen. Health tips. All right? Go ahead, Ambassador Frierson. You have something else you want to say?
No, sir.
All right. God bless all of you. We are marching to Zion, and beautiful, beautiful Zion. Amen. All of you who are on the line tonight, whether we love you and not in my office, so I don't have any music for you tonight. But just know that we're praying and wishing for you in the name of Jesus. All right, anybody want to say anything else, let me know. Just before we go.
I just pray that you have a wonderful service on tomorrow, Chief Ambassador. If you're the one that is ministering, I know God is going to work through you on tomorrow. We want to continue to hear the rest of that message that you were imparting in us on Friday. I don't know when it's coming, but I certainly want to hear the rest of it. Be encouraged, Chief Ambassador. Be encouraged, Lady Betty, and be encouraged, all the saints of God that is on this line tonight. Know that I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you all.
And you really blessed us tonight, Ambassador Mother to the Nation. You blessed them so wonderfully. Thank God for you. All right. Anyone else?
Well, I won't carry the title if I don't do the work. Amen. Praise the Lord. Got to do the work, and it's a beautiful work. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for prayer. Amen.
Thank you. All right, anyone else? Before we go? All right. God bless all of you. May y'all have a wonderful night. Lord, we ask that you bless these precious people in the city as a final blessing. We ask them to bless. Bless them in the field. Bless them going out there, coming in. Bless their family. Bless their home. In the name of Jesus. Bless them with great health and great strength. We pray in the name of Jesus that you bless everything they touch. Let their finances be blessed. God, in this last day and time, we get ready to, Lord, let the wealth of the wicked become the wealth as they were laid up for the just. And bless it, Lord. Help us to accomplish great things here on this earth for you in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory and all the adoration shall be thine. Thank God. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen and amen. And y'all have a wonderful night. Say good night when you are dismissed. Amen.
That's the end. And a shout out to Mother Nation, everybody on the line. Have a blessed night.
Thank you so very much. Amen.
Anybody else want to send a shout out? It's all right. Go ahead.
Want to send a shout out to First Lady, Lady Betty, Mother Stern. Mm-hmm. Let her know that I'm praying for her, and I pray that God just keep her smiling. Amen.
All right. God bless you.
This is Sister Lucia. I just want to send a shout out to everyone on this live line tonight. God bless you and have a wonderful night.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's all right. Anyone else?
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Y'all have a wonderful night. God bless you.